This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the nation. We want to get her thoughts on a couple of pivotal issues today, as it appears the president will, in fact, roll out some of his must-haves for a healthcare reform bill, since Congress pretty much has put together everything being debated so far. And according to some reports, he is not insisting upon the public option, which has been one of the major focal points of frustration for voters around the country. We also want to get Grace Marie's insight on the alarm being created over the possible return this fall of a major swine flu bug, also known as H1N1. And Grace Marie, thanks so much, for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
Well, obviously, the president sees the poll numbers. He knows that more people are now against the current version of health care reform than for it. So they're going to retool and have him really champion what he sees as essential components of a reform bill. And according at least to the Politico report, which quoted David Axelrod, the president is not going to insist upon a public option or a government competitor, as he likes to put it, to the private health insurers. Do you see this then as a win for the free market forces, or are you going to hold your fire until you actually see what the president suggests here?
You know, it's really hard for me to see how he's going to do more than try to change the sales pitch. The secret is that the basic structure of all of the bills making their way through Congress has most of the elements that the president talked about during the 2008 presidential campaign. You know, they've added a few things like the individual mandate, but he talked about an employer mandate. He talked about a public plan. He talked about a new national health insurance exchange that would impose federal regulation on health insurance, which is primarily regulated at the state level now, expansion of Medicaid, and new government programs. So those are the basic pillars that he's been talking about all along, that these bills before Congress are built around. And how he's going to switch gears is not at all clear to me. He may add a few new things, but the basic problem they've got is that the fiber of this legislation moves in a direction that is scaring the American people. It is much more government control over our health sector. And all of these town hall meetings, and I've actually had the privilege of attending a number of them around the country and just spoke at one here actually in Fairfax, Virginia just last night. The basic concern that the American people have is the expanse of government. They do not want the government to take over our health sector. And all of the bills making their way through Congress do that, and most of the proposals that the president offered in his campaign last year also do that. So, you know, how is he going to do anything other than say, well, let's try to sell this in a different way? The American people, I don't think, are going to buy it.
Grace Marie, there have been some Democrats like Joe Lieberman saying we need to do this piecemeal, one at a time. The American people don't want to see this huge of a price tag, and they think too much is happening too quickly here. Do you sense politically that that's likely? And if they were to do that, which issues are palatable and which ones absolutely are going to be detrimental?
Well, I think they're going to have to come back with a clean sheet of paper. That's what a number of members said in their town hall meetings. When they'd say that, they'd get a wild applause. Just start over again. And the only way that they're going to get bipartisan support is to genuinely have both sides putting ideas on the table, and they absolutely are going to have to start small. A number of people said at this town hall meeting last night, why on earth, when would you ever roll out a new product that affects 1/6 of the economy all at once without market testing at some place? They want to make sure that whatever is being proposed is going to work, that it's not going to undermine the quality of the health sector that they clearly value, and that they know that it's going to work before it's tested on the whole country. They don't want Washington to be experimenting, and that's what's scaring them about this legislation. They want to start small. So I think, to your point, that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to start with a clean sheet of paper, get a bipartisan agreement on things that need to be done. Refundable tax credits for the uninsured to purchase health insurance is a good start. That's something that has bipartisan support. To help people who don't have access to the system as a starting point, and then to begin to change some of the incentives so that people have more options and more opportunities to purchase more affordable private health insurance that they value. Those would be really good starting points. We'll just see whether or not that's something that, this president and this Congress could begin to embrace.
Grace Murray, one of the many reasons we love talking to you is because you have the rare combination that you've actually read the bill and you understand the bill, despite all the legalese in there and being over 1,000 pages, at least the one bill that's actually been made available to the public. You mentioned that you've been to all these town hall meetings from the Deep South to out West and just very recently locally here in the Washington, D.C. area. How well do you get the sense that the American people really do understand what the Democrats would like to do in this initial version?
It is absolutely astonishing to me how much detail the American people understand about this bill. And the audience reacts as one. I mean, there were about 350 people here at this event last night. There was one I think we talked about before in Louisiana where they literally had to close the building because the fire marshal said too many people were in there, overflow crowds, that they are smart, they are knowledgeable, they get it, that this is something that's going to affect their lives, they want to know the details. I dare say that many of them know more about this legislation than the members of Congress, who may or may not read the bills. But they may not know, the audience may not know the whole bill, but they focused on different parts that are relevant to them. And that's what's scaring them, because they're seeing that if I understand this one part, and it scares me this much, what else is in the other 900 pages that I haven't been able to read and absorb? And they're saying, I don't want any part of it. Start over again.
And Grace Murray, before we get to the issue over H1N1, does there seem to be one component of this bill that people are most outraged about? Is it the cost? Is it the government intrusion? Is it the rationing possibility? Is it what may happen to the seniors down the road? Which issue, if any, seems to be dominant in these town halls?
All of the above. I think, frankly, that the health reform debate is a lightning rod for their concern about the reach of government, the expansion of government, that is really frightening them. They're saying, this is not the country I want to see. I do not want to have the government take over the private health sector. I don't want the government to be taking over the automobile industry, the financial services industry. They don't know what's next, and they're just saying, draw the line. I don't want the government to be moving forward. Because healthcare is so personal, that's really what they've been focused on, but it is representative of their larger concern about the expansion and reach of government.
Grace Murray, in addition to the government focusing on this legislation, we've seen now an increasing number of government officials focusing on what they believe will be a major reemergence of the H1N1 virus or the swine flu this fall. Some of the projections coming from the government are astronomical, with half the population expected potentially to be infected and as many as 90,000 to die from this, even though the numbers on the first go-around were nowhere near that. What do you make of the attention and urgency being placed on this by the government, as well as the very swift push towards a vaccine that they're encouraging everyone to get?
You know, it really does seem to me that there's a kind of an alarmist tone to this. And absolutely, everybody needs to protect themselves, and we all need to make sure that we always are attentive to not, if we do get the flu and we get sick, you stay home and you don't go to work and infect anybody, you don't go to public places. But the thing that's different about this flu is that we have treatments for it. We have a vaccine and we have treatments, and this kind of alarmism, that worries me, because if we do wind up with a major serious crisis, people are going to, he's going to be crying wolf. I mean, people are saying, well, we've heard that before and not take it seriously. And that's really what concerns me more than anything, is that there seems to be a feeling of alarm that where the president is getting involved in telling us how to wash our hands, you know, that's just seems to me way beyond what that kind of alarmism and you know, the threats that 90,000 people could die from this. We always need to take care of ourselves, and everybody needs to that's especially susceptible populations get the flu vaccine, which people do every year. But for the president to get involved in this kind of alarmism worries me, because people aren't going to listen if, in fact, it does become a serious crisis.
Grace Marie, final question. Some say that the two are connected, what we've been talking about here, that the urgency over the swine flu is sending a message to folks that you may have a health issue very soon, and aren't you going to want health reforms in place to deal with that sort of thing if it's this time or down the road? Do you sense the connection, or is that a little bit much?
Well, when I first heard this, you sort of have to listen to your gut reaction, and there did seem to me this thing. My question was, how are they going to use this to try to promote a political agenda? Because it is really clear that the president cannot take the political hit of a loss on health reform. President Clinton has told him that is going to be the absolute worst thing for the Democratic Party, is if they fail again on health reform. So they've got to get something through. And changing the nature of the debate, changing the agenda, changing the conversation may be a way of deflecting attention to move it in a different direction. But I once again, I think the American people are onto this game. They can separate the fact that they need a flu shot from the fact that the president's trying to reform a $2.5 trillion sector of our economy in ways that scare the American people. They're not gonna mix those two things up. They're too smart. They're on it.
Well, Grace Marie, again, we thank you so much for your time and your insight, especially getting your reports back from the field on some of those amazing town hall meetings. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg, always.
Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.